With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined now by Rockport Forest Fire Warden Mike Frontero, an old friend. And, Mike, welcome to MSO.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
Mike, you know, we've talked with Chief Smith in Gloucester about the ongoing brush fires in Gloucester, but in Rockport, you've had maybe even a little bit more difficulty. Tell me a little bit about the history as to what's gone on in the last few weeks.
Well, this fire started on July 13th in an area known as Woodland Acres. It's off of Woodland Road, which is off of Stockholm Ave in Pigeon Cove.
Mm-hmm.
And we were here for, I think, 3-4 days on and off, putting it out, and we saw we had it. It was done. It was quiet for a week after we left, and then it popped back up on the 25th in a slightly different area. Same circle. Woodland Acres, there's a path that goes all the way around. Now most of it's a road because we've had it expanded. But it's like they call it the lollipop because that's what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
There's a straight shot in, and then there's a round. It's a round, you know, round area. It's about 19 acres. But it's all hills, valleys, rocks, lots of trees. Very tough to navigate in and out of here if you're off the trail at all. There's other small walking trails in and amongst them, which we've been able to utilize. But we've been in here every day since the 25th. This fire is burning underground, and it pops up when it wants to.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this morning we had no active fire when we got here. We had two people walk the perimeter. Nothing active. An hour later, we had another front going. It popped up, and we had a ripper going, an unburned section. Still inside that, what we call the containment area, which we have a burn all the way around the inside of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason for that is to eliminate the fuel so it doesn't cross the road, because when it crosses the road, now we're talking about going into neighborhoods, and that's what we don't want.
How do you get water up there, Mike?
Oh, there's a hydrant at the end of Woodland Road. We've got a few thousand feet stretched in either direction.
Oh, okay.
Of line that we've left here since day one.
Wow.
So that it's not, you know, pick it up, bring it back, pick it up, bring it back every day. We come in and recharge it. So we do have a hydrant supply.
Now, as I understand, Rockport is a volunteer fire department, or do you have regulars who are able to stay on the job all the time?
Totally volunteer. My department, which is the Forest Fire Department, and the regular fire department, which do house fires and car accidents and the things that regular fire departments do. They've been up here with me, with our group. They've been great support-wise. We're using one of their engines now to pump water into the woods to a couple different areas where we have crews working now. And it's really been a team effort, I gotta say that. Now, today we have the National Guard here. They arrived in town last night. There's 15 of them.
Okay.
And they're in two crews, also working different areas of the fire.
Wow.
So the goal for them today was we were going to dig by hand another perimeter, like 30 feet in from the road that surrounds it.
Mm-hmm.
Just dig at hot spots and drench them.
Mike, have you ever been through anything? Have you ever been through anything like this before? Because we've had such a long dry spell. You know, and everything is very dry, but also we don't, you know, we're in drought conditions, so it's tough getting water. Do you have any experience with this kind of thing?
No. I've been on this department. This is my 42nd year as a member of the Forest Fire Department, and I have never seen it like this.
Wow.
We've had bigger fires area-wise.
Mm-hmm.
We've had more intense fires. We've had fires that burn in the ground, but not for this long. I don't remember being out more than 2 weeks.
Okay, so
that's
amazing. It really is. And finally, I guess, Mike, advice to residents as to what to look for, what to expect, that kind of thing.
The next couple days, expect smoke in the area. We have a code red system in town. We put out a message last night, and we do updates twice a week to let them know what's going on. But I would expect heavier than normal smoke the next couple days because we are, you know, digging for hot spots and trying to put water on them. And when you put water on it, it just creates more smoke. But that's the only way to put it out. This fire is not going to go out completely until we get some drenching rains. And I don't mean downpours. We need like a soaking, steady drizzle, showery type weather that everybody hates. You know, the dull and dreary stuff. But every time the forecast is for rain, it misses this area for some reason. It's just crazy how much rain has gone by us in either direction. I know it poured in Ipswich yesterday, and we got nothing here.
All right, that's Rockport Forest Fire Warden Mike Frontero. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.